This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We've been talking about this Kim Davis woman. She is a clerk of the county court. That means it's an elected position.
Yes.
In a Kentucky county. And she has refused, because of her religious beliefs, to issue marriage licenses. I believe that that's why she's choosing to do this.
I believe that she believes that, okay. But she's not being at all consistent.
Belief is what this is about, and so I don't care whether she's being consistent. This is her religious belief, and I support her in her religious belief. However, I also believe that if she's going to have a job where part of the job description is to hand out marriage licenses, she probably should do that. I would like to point out, and I think this is important, is if you really wanted a marriage license, you'd drive the next county over and get one. So the people that are bringing this lawsuit are, they're making a stand. They have a point that they're trying to make, and that's, you know, obviously no change gets made by somebody who's not trying to make a point. So,
right.
Your thought on it is welcome, 855-450-3733, excuse me. Let's go to Tom, who's calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm surprised that, given your general views on government overreach and freedom, that you've missed the big issue here and have gotten tangled up in a branch instead of striking at the root, which is, why in the world would anyone seek permission from a government entity to exercise human freedom and free will? In other words,
we sure should have brought that up. Absolutely.
When licensing or requesting a license, you're asking a government entity for permission to do something, which you shouldn't have to. If you want to get married, whether you're Christian and believe one way or whether you're of another persuasion, then you should do what it is you feel you are under God's or anyone else's belief able to do.
I completely agree. Have you read the statutes in Kentucky regarding marriage?
No, I haven't.
There's a statute that says that two people cannot get married without a license. In New Hampshire, there's a statute that makes it a violation, punishable by a $60 fine, for a minister to solemnize a marriage without a license. So there are requirements in various places that you are required to get that piece of paper. Now, I don't think that that requirement should exist. I don't think that there should be government marriage licenses. But in the reality that we live in, there are requirements that people wishing to get married have to have that government marriage license. Otherwise, they face penalties themselves. And in the reality that we live in, government officials are supposed to give out those licenses to anyone who seeks a license and is, you know, not in violation of some other thing. So, you know, like if two 12-year-olds went in and said, "We want a marriage license," then the clerk would be right to say, "No, you don't get a marriage license." But two adults go in and say, "We want a marriage license because your law says that we have to have one," that government official should give them that marriage license. Now, again, I agree that the marriage license should not exist.
I think in every state there's issues relative to the state sanctioning. However, although I don't always agree with civil disobedience, I think when it comes to marriage, I would agree with civil disobedience. Again, be you a Christian or not.
How do you be civilly disobedient in that way?
You don't get the license when you go into a marriage.
That's not civil disobedience. That's living together.
Simply go to your pastor or whomever it is that you believe can sanction a marriage and have it done absent the state.
Okay, well, I wouldn't call that civil disobedience, but I that's fine. That's a non-state marriage. And, you know, I support people getting those. It's certainly a lot less complicated to undo if you have to do that, too. When you include the state in your marriage, you can expect the state to be involved in your marriage. And when, generally, when the state's involved in something, people are unhappy about that. So don't get the state involved in your marriage if you don't want the state involved in your marriage.
Contracting will get you in trouble every time.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. And he's absolutely right that we should have brought that up. That George and Martha Washington, they didn't have a marriage license. They had their preacher man wrote something in their Bible and recorded the marriage.
Right.
I just did a Quaker wedding. You don't really do a Quaker. I don't know how to describe this. I was present at a Quaker wedding and involved in the marrying, in the ceremony of two people being married. And I was surprised at how short the vows are for Quakers. I mean, it was just, you know, I take thee as my wedded wife, and I promise to love and be faithful to you all of your days. And it's just like that long. And then the wife says something to the same effect, and, you know, it doesn't have that love, honor, and cherish. Quakers have always been about equality anyway. So it's the same promise on both sides. And that was it. That was the long as the vows were. There were parts of it where, you know, different parts that went on, but there you go.
Yeah, there's going to be an outlaw. I prefer the term outlaw wedding instead of stateless wedding. There's going to be an outlaw wedding in about a month that I'm going to be presiding over. I'm meeting with the couple in about another week and a half. We're going to go over their ceremony. And, you know, I'm going to show them, here's a couple of the ceremonies that I have done before. Here's what I can do. And sort of let them lead me and tell me what they want out of the wedding. But yeah, it's not going to have government license. Outlaw wedding.
Let's go to Eric calling from Montana. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. I wanted to talk about the same issue. Sorry.
Okay.
Beat a dead horse here.
Yep. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. We beat dead horses.
I know.
That's how you tenderize them.
Very good. My partner and I, of 30 years here in Montana, we never believed in getting married, period. Didn't want
so
to
partner, let me clarify this, because partner can mean a few things, especially from Montana. So partner could be somebody that you call any old buddy if you're a cowboy, right? Or it could be your business partner, or it could be your life partner. And oftentimes, if it's your life partner.
All of them.
Okay. Is it a male or female life partner?
A male partner.
Okay, got it.
And unfortunately, he passed away a year ago.
Sorry to hear that, Eric.
Oh, thank you. But then this is the reason why I'm calling. We were both libertarians. I'm still libertarian. We didn't want no license from the government. Didn't believe in any of that garbage. Until he ended up in a coma in the hospital. Suddenly, decisions had to be made. I wasn't allowed to make them.
Mm.
The hospital insisted on contacting his sisters, his oldest sister, who I didn't even talk to in almost 30 years. I had never even met her, to have her decide whether to keep them on the machine or take them off. And it was totally wrong. Totally wrong. No respect for us as human beings, being together 30 years.
Did they have the civil union thing there in Montana
No.
at the time? Okay, so there was just nothing.
Montana never had civil unions.
This is one of the reasons why I supported, gay marriage, for these situations right here. I know there's a lot of issues about sort of money and government insurance and things like that. And, I'm not concerned about those things, but I am concerned about, you know, somebody being able to make decisions for their loved one and that's what their loved one would want. Now, oftentimes you can file paperwork ahead of time to sort of cover these things, but a lot of times people don't think about those things. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, unfortunately, you have to have it in Montana. Each hospital that you're going to be seen in needs to have that paperwork, and they want their own paperwork, not a standardized paperwork.
Hmm.
I guess you're going to a break, huh?
Yeah, so you, now you support gay marriage and you didn't support it before, is that right?
Correct, and we did get married before he passed away. We had to go to Seattle when he was on his deathbed in order to protect our rights.
That feels a little bit better. Thank you so much, Eric. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Think Eric should go to jail for that?
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about, well, whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about this Kim Davis gal, the county clerk, clerk of the county court, who's, well, she's in the pokey. She's in the big house, the kula, because she didn't follow the orders of the court and hand out the marriage licenses to, well, anybody, really, at this point. It's really seems to be about the gay folks, but at this point it's about anybody.
Right, and I still think that her claim of my religion says I can't give marriage licenses would have been a lot stronger had she stopped issuing marriage licenses as soon as she took office after being elected last year.
Well, if you are interested in Bitcoin the same way I am, you might want to do like I've done and sign up for Bitcoinist.net's daily email. It's the ultimate resource for the Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. Their platform serves the needs of everyone trying to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Bitcoinist.net.
And there's one piece of information that I have not mentioned about Kim Davis, the Rowan County clerk. You guys both mentioned that a lot of the Republican presidential candidates are coming out in support of this woman. That opens up a giant scandal because Kim Davis is a Democrat.
Oh, no. That's funny.
I'm just wondering, would they have like a quiz down there, you know, for this religious thing? Like, well, the little Lord and baby Jesus, he's got a question, and he's very young. He shouldn't be knowing these kinds of things, but he wants to know, have you, as a couple, Mr., Miss, have you ever had anything but vaginal intercourse? Oh, you have? Well, you're sodomites. You can't get married.
Look, this is... It seems to me that Christianity today is hyper-focused on homosexuality.
Yes.
And, if you want to be focused on homosexuality, I don't know what that says about you. But I believe that people have the right to their religious beliefs. Even if they're contrary to my understanding of their holy doctrine, even if they're contrary to the way I was raised, even if any of this stuff, it's your religion, you get to have it. I got nothing to say about Kim's Davis's religion or the fact that she's had three husbands and children out of wedlock and whatever it was that she's done.
Clearly, if you have sexual relations in any other position than the missionary position, you are of the devil.
But you don't get to enforce, through force, your religious beliefs on other people.
I wouldn't want to. And that's
But that's
problem.
What this woman is doing.
She sure is.
And there have been a lot of people say she should be fired. Well, it's not that easy because it's an elected position. There are two ways to remove her from office. The first way is through the courts, where she winds up getting convicted of certain offenses, and then the attorney general can remove her because she's in jail and unable to do her job. Or the state legislature, the Kentucky General Assembly, can remove her from office, but they're not convening until January, and the governor says this is too expensive to call, or rather, it's too expensive to call a special session just to decide whether or not to remove this woman as county clerk.
So, yeah. I have a religious technical question for you, Darryl. So, let's presuppose it's a straight couple, and they're having sex, and it's missionary position, and it's vaginal intercourse. But the sheets that they're using are a mix of different fibers. Are they sodomites?
I don't know. I'm still curious what Gomorrah-me is.
So sodomy versus Gomorrah-me. Yeah, it's funny. It's interesting that Sodom gets all of the blame, and Gomorrah really doesn't get much of it.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Or maybe Gomorrah-me is just that horrible of a thing that like we can't even put into words what it is.
So there's another story here I've got. Apparently, this is from Reason's Hit and Run blog, a North Carolina 17-year-old caught in a sexting scandal faces charges of sexually exploiting a minor that could land him in jail for up to 10 years, since the law considers him an adult. But one of the minors he supposedly exploited is himself, which raises an obvious question.
Wait, how, one of the minors? You mean the only minor?
Well, I mean, he took pictures of him and a young lady. And
oh, there was somebody else.
Yeah, that's my understanding of the situation. It you know, raises an obvious question. How can a teen be old enough to face adult felony charges, but not old enough to keep a nude picture of himself on his phone? And this is a very, like, he's going to be an adult for the purposes of sentencing and trial, but a kid for the purposes of the crime. Makes no sense. Unfortunately, that's the Kafka-esque nightmare in which Fayetteville area high schooler Cormega Copeting finds himself in after exchanging private nude photos with his girlfriend, with whom he is legally allowed to have sex, but not allowed to sext. This is another problem, is if you're, say, 16 years old and you're allowed to have sex in whatever state you happen to be in, but you can't take pictures of that and you can't send pictures, you know. This is the complications we have of all these laws surrounding what ages, what arbitrary ages people can have sex. From 14 to 18 basically seem to be the numbers.
I mean, the reality here, the real root of this issue here is that, you know, first of all, the control of the laws and the power that's, you know, it's just overarching. But, I mean, it also comes down to just when you think about it, the politicians writing these laws are just dummies. I mean, they're just dumb people.
Right.
And I can't even come close to getting a law right.
Well, the problem is a lot of times it's not the politicians that are actually writing the laws.
Right.
So in New Hampshire, the way it works is a legislator goes to the legislative services office and says, I would like a law about fill in the blank. And they will sort of direct the legislative services office what they want. Legislative services then comes up with a proposal and says, here you go. The representative then signs off on it. Legislative service will not tell this person, oh, by the way, this conflicts with 27 other statutes. They just say, here's the proposal you wanted.
Right.
So there was a proposal last year that would have moved the primary election day in New Hampshire. And I happen to know that there's a lot of other things that are tied to the primary election day, such as the petitioning requirement. So that would have moved the petitioning deadline to early February, and numerous courts have ruled that petitioning deadlines before June are illegally unconstitutional. But legislative service never told this state rep. He was like, I had no clue.
There you go. I don't know what to say about it.
They're not writing the bills.
855-450
or reading them.
3733. It's 855-453. About this teen boy who's, facing adult charges for pictures of himself. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Does anybody support this crap? 855-453. Free Talk Live.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Young man in near Fayetteville has been charged as an adult for exploiting a minor. At the very least, one of the minors that he's supposed to be exploiting is himself. So he's being charged for exploiting himself, which is weird. But he's being charged as an adult for exploiting himself as a minor.
Yeah, totally sounds like the John Fogerty sued John Fogerty for plagiarism because John Fogerty wrote a song that was too much like a song John Fogerty wrote.
This is too dumb. I'm sorry. This is even dumber than that. That's a music label suing another music label because they own the rights to one song and another song. I mean, there's at least something that makes sense behind it. In this case, this is legal land.
Yeah,
legal
land is both of them are
legal
idiots.
Land.
What's that?
This is just purely government idiots being idiots and imposing their will on other people.
Yeah, I'm going to go on here with his story. To recap, Copeland and his girlfriend, now identified, well, I'm not going to identify her here. There's no particular reason. They are like any other teenagers in that they have more than a passing interest in sex. Indeed, when they were 16, they were engaged. They exchanged racy, sexy photos via text message. Denson, that's the girlfriend, sorry about that, sent pictures to Coping, and Coping sent pictures to Denson, and it appears that no one else saw the pictures until local authorities searched Coping's phone and discovered them. Why did they search his phone? It's not clear, but, well, because they could. But local news reports claim that it had nothing to do with the sex themselves. Cumberland County Sheriff's Office did not respond to a request for comment, and according to the Fayette Observer here, there's no record of a search warrant being issued for Coping's phone. Both teens were charged with sexual exploitation, I guess, of each other. Hard to do that. Denson pleaded guilty to a lesser charge and was given 12 months of probation. That's the girl. Coping, however, is still facing two counts of second-degree sexual exploitation and three counts of third-degree sexual exploitation. As Tom Meyer points out, the third-degree charges, which constitute a majority of the total charges, actually stem from pictures Coping had of himself. Implication is clear. Coping does not own himself, and from the standpoint of the law, he is not free to keep sexually provocative pictures, even if they depict his own body. But consider this, North Carolina is one of two states in the country, the other is progressive New York, that considers 16 to be the age of adulthood for criminal purposes. This means, of course, that Coping can be tried as an adult for exploiting a minor himself.
My brain is still trying to comprehend the lunacy of this whole thing, and I'm trying to figure out why his phone was searched.
Well, they searched his phone because they could. It was part of a, you know, they were just kind of poking around looking for stuff. They said, you know, they wanted to be able to look at the kid's phone. So they did. And that's basically that.
Johnson?
I don't know. I mean, it's just too crazy for me. I mean, the whole situation is just, this type of lunacy keeps happening and needs to stop. I mean, it happens over and over and over again.
And the girlfriend, by the way, has taken the plea and gotten 12 months probation, which I sincerely hope she can make it all the way through that. But
I mean, is this kid going to have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life? Because he has pictures of himself.
Depends. Depends on the situation, the charge, and the state, and that sort of thing. It says here, there's no evidence the phones were ever sent to anyone else. The photos were ever sent to anyone else. The police only became aware of them because they were searching Coping's phone for unrelated reasons that have not been specified. So that's all we know, Daryl.
Yeah, and I saw a picture of this young man, and if it's the same one, he's a young black male.
He looks like he could be black, yeah.
Yeah, chances are he was walking down the street, and as cops are wont to do, they probably approached him and started asking questions, and because he doesn't know all of his rights or know how to exercise his rights, he probably, you know, I want to get out of this, so I'll just do whatever they say, because otherwise I might get shot, because that happens a lot. And they're like, oh, we need to look in your phone. Chances are they were trying to find text messages that, you know, he may have been buying or selling some drugs, and they're like, oh, what's this? Looks like a wiener here.
Yep.
Whose wiener is this? He's like, that's mine, and they're like, okay, and it's a naked female, so now we've got you on a bunch of things.
Yeah, well, and they're pointing out that these third degree charges are charges stemming from him having pictures of himself. So not only are they charging him for pictures of her, but they're charging specifically. They're charges specific to him and his pictures.
Right, and that's probably just a because we can sort of charge.
Well,
that's what a lot of the charges are. It's the because we can, and we'll use that as a poker chip at the sort of negotiating table when we say, hey, listen, kid, right now, what is it, four or five charges he's facing? And they'll say, we'll pull three of these charges off if you plead to this other one.
Sure, they do that.
I hope he's smart enough to like push that through to a jury trial. Because there's no way that would go through in a jury trial.
I hope you're right. Yeah. I don't trust juries at all.
There was a trial in Manchester, which is the largest city in New Hampshire, a couple of years ago, where several members of Occupy New Hampshire were arrested for trespassing in a city park because they were there at 11:15 and the park closed at 11 o'clock. They were arrested. They said, you know what, we're going to take this thing to court, try and get the courts to overturn the curfew that you can't be in a city park after 11 o'clock. They were convicted by a jury. I, along with Ian Freeman, questioned one member of the jury after the hearing. It was the only member of the jury that
wanted
to
get out of there, didn't they? They just wanted to go home.
That and, well, they told us what the law was, and we wanted to uphold the law. And I specifically asked the question, I said, do you think this jury would have convicted Martin Luther King and Gandhi for violating laws? And she said, yes. Yes, they would.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't believe that a jury is going to look at this and say, this is absolutely ridiculous, not guilty. They'll look at it and say, this is absolutely ridiculous, but guilty. He had all those pictures, so guilty.
Yeah. I do not trust juries, not one bit. If you can get one powerful person on that jury that believes in their mission to make sure that they don't send innocent people to jail, then you're in pretty good shape because that one person can hang the jury.
I don't think juries are told that's their mission. Juries are told that their mission is to follow the law as the judge gives it to them.
Right, but I don't care what the judge says. The judge is just an unsuccessful lawyer sitting around in a black muumuu.
Right, and the people on the jury are people that are too dumb to have gotten out of jury duty for the most part.
Well, look, if you sit on a jury and you send a person that you don't believe should go to prison, you suck.
Yes, but most people suck. Right.
But most of the people that they get on juries, I mean, they probably, like, you know, filter them out by asking them, what's 80 divided by 8? Well, I'm not really quite sure the answer to that one. Perfect, you're on our jury. You know, because we can control you because you are a mindless automaton drone.
Well, what we can see is that far fewer than 1% of cases of arrests result in trials. Of the felony charges that we can see, one-third of people are found to be not guilty and two-thirds are found to be guilty. Now, I would assume that cops are making much larger mistakes than less than 1%. So, you know, I would assume that there's a lot of innocent people that are taking plea bargains simply because it's too difficult to get through the process. That makes sense to me. And I can't believe that our stalwart paladins of justice are just that smart. These C-plus students that, that the best job they could get was copdom. Yes, there certainly are some people that aspired to copdom. That's what they wanted. But no one's going to claim that they're rocket scientists. And, I don't think for one second that in these situations, I don't trust the juries. So I don't know. What do you think about it? What do you think? 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. It's clear and obvious that this young man should not be charged as an adult for having naked pictures of himself, but he is. And do you think the jury will find him guilty?
Golly, look at that black robe. It's so shiny and beautiful.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Majestic.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Just finished up this story of this teen who was charged as an adult for possessing nude pictures of himself as an underage person. None of this makes any sense, but you can comment on it. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. If you're going to be on the internet like this young man, ProXPN is the way to go. If you care about your privacy, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data, even before it gets to your internet service provider. They do all of it right in offering OpenVPN. That's the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. ProXPN even has even more servers than before, giving you greater speed and security. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You keep hearing about our online privacy being infringed? Well, go to ProXPN.com now. Use coupon code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. ProXPN.com. Coupon code FTL50. So, Johnson.
Yes.
Flag burning. It's a good way to whip up the masses. Flag burning.
Apparently, Donald Trump, if he had his way, it would be against the law to burn the American flag.
Maybe he should burn anybody who burns the flag at the stake.
Yeah, sure. Should he do that, really? Is that...
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Well, according to this article by Jamie Weinstein, the billionaire businessman and Republican presidential frontrunner made the comment in an extensive interview with the Daily Caller that covered a wide array of subjects. The interview will be published soon. He says, "Personally, I don't think it should be legal," Trump told the D.C., speaking of the burning American flag question. "Let me ask you a question. It didn't used to be legal, did it? I see more and more burning of the flag. Did it used to be legal?" So
Hold on. Before
it's
you,
it's a good conservative argument.
Continue. It's perfectly legal to burn an American flag, and it's actually the proper way to get rid of a damaged or destroyed American flag, is you set fire to it.
Yeah,
the Boy Scouts of America have ceremonies all the time where they burn American flags. Does Donald Trump want to send Boy Scouts to jail? Why does Donald Trump hate Boy Scouts?
It is true that this is the flag burning is essentially among the most sacred acts for those that think the flags are important, and the most sacrilegious act at the same time.
Well, burning the flag was illegal for parts of American history, but Supreme Court decisions in 1989 and 1990 declared that desecrating the Stars and Stripes was protected under the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Yeah, people settled law.
Yeah, people burning the flag. I don't like them in this country. Trump added. Trump has said that he switched from being pro-choice to being a pro-lifer after knowing that his family. I'm not even going to get into this. This is more stuff on the article. He talks about Trump's views, but I just wanted to bring up the point about burning of the flag and what general people's views are on burning the flag.
Well, specifically Donald Trump's. I mean, this guy's leading the Republican pack out there, and his opinion's a bit important. He certainly, a lot of people feel like they're...
I'm the only one in this country that should be able to speak my mind. Everyone else, if you're doing something that I don't like, you should just have to shut up and be thrown in a jail cell.
If you don't like it, leave.
Right.
It's the old, you don't like it here, go to Somalia thing that's always told the libertarians.
If you don't like it, drive one county west and get your marriage license there, huh, Mark?
I'm just saying, if you want a marriage license, you can get it there.
If you say something I don't like, you're fired.
You're fired. this is an old one, the flag burning thing, but it gets a lot of people whipped up. And I think it's because of the military, right? Like, they've got relatives, sons, fathers.
You didn't fight for what that flag represents.
And they...
And your freedom! They fought and died for your freedom to do what you're saying. With the burning of the flag there.
And they see that people died,
it's
right?
Like, well, obviously, clearly, they didn't fight for my right to do this.
Pretty clearly, they
lost. So they actually fought for nothing because people like you go around saying that people can't burn flags.
Yeah.
So they didn't fight for any rights and freedoms. They fought for slavery and...
Well, nationalism.
Nationalism.
Yeah, nationalism or...
Which is a form of...
Jingoism, depending on how you want to look at it. I don't think that that's... it ain't a way to have freedoms. It's not the same thing. So you may or may not be a big flag supporter, but ultimately people need to be able to burn flags in whatever form of protest they wish to. Now,
so,
consider it needs to be their flag, and it needs to be someplace where it's burning is safe.
Right. That's what I was going to say. It boils down to who owns the flag. If the person goes to Walmart and they pay $19.95 plus tax for a flag that was made in China that's got 50 stars, 13 stripes, do they own that flag? And if so, are they allowed to do with that flag as they choose? I say yes and yes. That includes they can soak it in gasoline and light it on fire if that's what they want to do, because they own that flag. That flag does not belong to society as a whole. That flag belongs to the person that bought it.
Yeah, pretty obvious. That American flag that was made in China belongs to the American that bought it and set it on fire with matches that were probably made in Mexico.
I wonder what would happen, though, if the American flag burning, like specifically burning, was outlawed. I mean, how soon would you see demonstrations where it's like, come let your dog defecate on this flag? You know, we're out here in the park and we need, people bring your dog poop over here. We'll pick it up for you with this American flag. Or, hey, we've got a shredder here. We're out in public. We got a nice, industrial grade shredder. Come throw your flags into our shredder.
Or you simply wind up finding a flag manufacturer that will make a flag with 11 stripes and 49 stars. Not the American flag,
right. But
you're going to have some people that are getting all upset. You can't burn the American flag because America is America. And then you tell them, this isn't the American flag, and then they'll get even more upset.
Tell them it is. It's not illegal to lie about it being the American flag. You didn't actually burn the American flag. Doesn't matter if you tell people it is. Let the stupid people believe what they want.
But no, they'll just get even more upset when you tell them that it's not.
No, I'd say tell them that it is, and then burn it, and let them be all upset, and then find out later when they can't do anything to you because it wasn't actually the American flag.
But there'd be special flags sold for burning.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your burning flag.
Obama flags with 52 stars instead of 50. 57, whatever it is.
And the whole thing on the 57 states, if you listen to what he said, he was off by 10, not by 7. He said, I've been to, I think, 57 states. There's one left to go, plus Alaska and Hawaii that my campaign staff won't let me go to. So his total number was 60. So the idiots that said, we need to add 7 more stars, they're the idiots because they didn't listen to all of what he said to figure out that he was off by 10, not 7.
I think it makes a lot more sense to be off by 10 than, it's much more excusable to say 50, you've been in 57 states than to say 47, if that makes sense.
Right.
It's just much more expensive.
Because he had been to 40, at the time he said that, he had been to 47. There was one more state he was going to visit, which would have made it 48. Then there were two that his campaign staff would not have let him go to because of expense.
Well, I understand why people went after him for that one, because poor Bush got beat up all the time for his sort of, just saying things wrong and that.
True,
kind of thing.
And most of the time, the stuff that Bush said, if you listen to the context, it wasn't as stupid as what it sounded like.
So, I mean, if people are going to play those games, they're going to get the results of those games.
I'm going to point it out to both of them that they're being stupid idiots.
Dumb political games.
Mission accomplished. I'm the decider.
So which one do you think it's going to be? Do you think it's going to be Hillary or Bush? You got any thoughts?
If those are the two choices, I'm probably going to write in none of the above.
You got a prediction? I'm not asking what you would like. Who are you going to vote for? I'm asking for a prediction.
I don't care. There have been polls that have come out, and they're sort of neck and neck. But the way they do the opinion polls don't really matter, because unless you're looking at polls from every state to figure out who's getting electoral votes from where, that's how you really determine who it is projected.
I think it's going to end up being Carly Fiorina versus Bernie Sanders.
Worst things could happen to us, I suppose. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.